The examiner demonstrates the appropriate technique for the anterior and posterior load and shift tests with the patient lying supine on the examination table in order to stabilize the scapula. The patient's shoulder is placed in approximately 45 degrees of abduction and external rotation. First, the examiner applies an axial load to the humerus into the glenoid fossa while also applying an anterior force, performing the anterior load and shift. Next, the examiner applies an axial load to the humerus into the glenoid fossa while also applying a posterior force, performing the posterior load and shift. A test is graded on a scale of 0 to 3 if there is increased anterior or posterior translation of the humerus compared to the glenoid. Here, the patient exhibits pain and increased translation upon the posterior load and shift maneuver.